This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Barbara Gray, and my tits are incredible, but please do not think about it.
I'm Brandi Posey, and we're all somebody else's ghost of Christmas future.
Damn right.
I'm Tess Barker, and your mama's so fat, she grew up in a country where food is mostly corn syrup and sugar is sold as a replacement for sex and meaning.
Woo!
Yeah.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
We got Barbara, Brandi, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone. That's the fucking best. Come on, baby. It's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Jazz hands. Lady to Lady. That was a good one. We got it right that time.
Yeah, we did.
That's so good.
Hit
yeah.
all the choreography on that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We have one move. We finally got it right.
We yep. did it.
Jazz hands.
Hashtag nailed it.
We're Lady to Lady, and I don't know when this comes out. October 21st. Oh, wow. I'm in New York right now, so if you want to come see me do shows, look at my schedule at myjokesareuphere.com, but not on your phone because it doesn't work with Flash, so I don't know. I got to fix that. But
one of these days.
Whatever. Or my Twitter, I'm sure I'll be talking about it. Yeah. But I'm in New York doing shows till next weekend.
Hey, but follow all of us on Twitter, because were all... A month ago, we were all just Tig on Twitter, and it feels really good to have a shit ton of followers that just like everything you do.
So,
follow us on Twitter.
Follow us on Twitter. I'm Babs Gray, all A's.
Hey. The opposite of real life.
All D's.
I'm Brandazzle on Twitter.
And
I'm
Tess,
a gay magician.
I'm Tess Defy Barker.
Hell yeah. And follow us on there. And we did. And David Janov. Oh, yeah.
Oh, David Janov.
Oh, yeah. David. Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Tess just came everywhere.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay. I just had an incident again.
What even fell?
She opened her club soda.
I opened club soda, and it kind of spooked. To be honest, it feels really good.
Let's bring on our fourth voice and our fourth lady. Comedian, the very funny Heather Jewett. Hello.
Hi, everybody.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you. So happy to be here.
Yeah.
Excited to be here.
You should be. No, I'm just kidding. That's such a
creepy club thing. Soda everywhere. We're getting crazy.
We wet t-shirt contest in addition to a podcast.
We popped the boring champagne for you when you came.
That's my favorite kind. LaCroix. LaCroix. Is that what it is?
LaCroix.
Of Trader Joe's.
Where did LaCroix before? Because it is really...
LaCroix? I'd say LaCroix.
LaCroix is the actual pronunciation. I've looked it up.
Don't you think it's LaCroix?
I thought that, but I looked it up.
No, really?
I can't.
Where?
On their website. What?
That makes sense. I mean,
because
I'm
my friends
sure
were pronouncing it different ways, and I felt embarrassed saying it the French way.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And then I heard a friend say it the other way, and I was like, "That sounds so. That's like hick, you know?
Yeah, LaCroix. You can't say LaCroix. It's like saying Target.
Yeah,
but it's right.
Trailer park. I said
then
LaCroix.
I found out it was right.
LaCroix.
But that's not like saying Target, because
that's like saying Target.
Because LaCroix is like saying Target.
Target. I mean, the actual French way to say Target isn't Target.
What is it?
If I had to guess, if you're French, you're probably going to, I don't know, Target? I guess it is Target.
Yeah.
Target.
Yeah. I didn't take French, so saying LaCroix.
LaCroix?
LaCroix makes me feel like a fraud.
Is it like croissant?
Croissant? I don't say So I'm not funny right now.
It's like, do you have one of these friends that says quesadilla? Like, they have a Spanish accent?
Quesadilla.
Oh, see, you have it.
You even had that.
I have a little bit of Mexican in me, so I don't order food like that.
Okay, my ex did, and I kind of thought it was cool. Like, if you have any Mexican in you, you can say...
Quesadilla.
Ah!
I have a really good accent when I so speak bad. Spanish, but I feel weird, like, you know. But like at the breakfast place I go to, they have it like fucking, now I can't remember what it's called. Desayuno de la abuela, like the yeah. grandma's mm-hmm. breakfast. And mm. I can say it well in Spanish, but I feel like a weirdo. But it's in Spanish on the menu, so it's like, well, I should say it in that.
There is like
I
a know. Weird like line of hitting the accent too hard, right. or like just right underneath of it.
It you don't has to be just like, right.
Yeah, you don't want to be like Dia de los Muertos. But you don't want
to
do that.
I think you can't overthink it, because when you try yes. to overthink it, that's when you really start to fall on yourself. It's kind of like dancing.
Yeah,
you just gotta kind of let your tongue.
It's kind of just a trust fall. It's with like your
well, that's why you're so much
bailando.
Better. Yeah,
that's why you're so much better speaking another language when you're like drunk, because then exactly. it's just like, oh, not really flows.
You're going with the natural rhythm of it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're not self conscious.
That's one of my favorite like confidence highs, is when I'm like 3 glasses of wine in, thinking I can speak another language. Like, that's when you'll see me just with that shit-eating grin, like, yeah. I can do no wrong.
Well, you can't. It's true. It's, you're right in thinking that.
Thank you. That's merci.
So, guys, Halloween's coming up. Any big plans?
Wow, good question.
Somebody, Sophia Alexandra had a great joke today that was like, I call slutty Ahmed's clock. That's pretty good.
Oh shit,
that would be a great
that's amazing.
That's good. I'm actually gonna be this year, I'm gonna be Little Bo Peep, and my dog Gatsby is gonna be my sheep.
Oh, perfect, perfect.
Right,
that's the best.
You thank gotta you. Bring Gatsby aww. Out to parties though.
I know I will. Yeah. Yeah, and then I'm gonna make Buddy he's gonna be a wolf. I'm gonna make him like a fur set of wolf ears.
Oh, that's cool.
So you have this all planned out. You're ready.
Yeah, I'm good to go.
You're ready to go.
Is Sean going to be a little Red Riding Hood?
He's going to be a shepherd.
Okay. Cool.
That's why I need a fucking pet. I need to accessorize with Halloween costumes.
Yeah, you start with the animal and you work your way out.
Yeah.
Just
yeah.
get a pet. Shit. Just for that. After Halloween, who cares?
Give them to us. We'll take care of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I either want to be the Happy Foot, Sad Foot from my street, from Benton.
That's a good costume.
That's really
yeah, wouldn't that
really
be great?
Good.
But then what do you wear, like a foam and you're happy on one side and sad on the other? Or yeah. do you come with someone who's a sad foot? Happy?
No, it's just you.
I think it just around. Should be you. Yeah. And you yeah. flip around.
For okay. those that don't know, I don't know. What would you Google
it's
to very see
it? It's called the Foot Sunset Foot Clinic.
You know what? Barbara, yeah. can you put a picture on the Instagram?
Yes, I'll put a picture on okay. the Instagram of the Happy Foot, Sad Foot. Yeah. But it is, they have a website with a like a video and the whole thing of the Happy Foot, Sad Foot. Awesome. So it's out there. I found
apparently,
it.
The first Lyft I ever rode, mm-hmm. my driver told me that if you drive by and it's good, if it's smiling, yes. then it's good luck. And if it's sad, then it's bad luck.
That's what I've always heard, too.
But that's, I mean, I guess it's just when you first glance at it, because it, you know, it changes.
It's been pretty
like
quick.
That, guys.
No, it has to be like the first thing you see.
I actually, there's somebody making pins of them, and I bought one. They're,
really?
They're a Happy Foot, Sad Foot.
Oh, you
pin.
Like that foot.
I love it.
I mean, it's your
it's,
house.
It's a great landmark. Like, it's one of my favorite LA landmarks, because it's
really
so
good
weird
one.
And mm-hmm. beautiful.
Been there
know?
Forever. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows it.
And like, the Happy Foot is really, it's interesting because
superstition is real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Happy Foot, like, has gloves on it. But it's weird because it's a foot. So it's like, why yeah. does a happy foot have gloves? And then the sad foot looks fucked
he's
up.
It's like eyes yellow eyes and, yes. and like crutches.
And he has crutches.
Yeah, it's a foot with feet too.
Like, sucks to be sad foot.
Yeah.
Really sucks
yeah.
to be sad foot.
I've definitely on my worst like hungover days been like, I get you.
So yeah. sad foot.
I get you sad foot.
Yeah. I look like sad foot.
We've all been sad foot at some point.
I wonder if anybody's gotten that tattooed into the bottom of their feet. There's gotta oh be some God. Hipster in LA that has that on both feet on the bottom.
For sure.
The smuggest, or the top. The I mean. Smuggest person at the beach. The smuggest beach person. Person.
I bet, yeah, I bet there's someone who has, I bet someone who like met their significant other there.
Yeah.
At the foot clinic.
That's their matching
at
best friend
bus stop.
Tattoos.
Oh, yeah. There's yeah. a bus stop there. There's a really bad vegan Thai place.
Oh, it's really bad.
There's a creepy Comfort Inn.
That,
anything
that, like,
you could
Coronado?
Want. It's okay. Benton.
Benton.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like, I think
here's
it's Benton.
Where Barbara lives.
Yeah. I think it's around there. I almost went with a stranger back to that. Comfort in once, and I'm so glad I didn't do that.
Oh no, you wouldn't be here. The place
yeah.
is terrifying.
I was gonna say, hey,
it,
like Barbara, but then
it
I was like,
was
I've totally
such, it was such a close, like I think I was like in the parking lot, and he had like gotten a six pack of beer, and I was like, I think I'm not doing this.
At the last so, minute, you decided not to do it.
Yeah,
I met him
at Silver. I mean, might as well. No, thank God, I haven't fucked up as much at Silver Lake because I have at all those other places. But Yeah, no, it was Silver Lake. He was just like a nice guy who was like in town, and he seemed cool. And then it was, you know, like, oh, we should hang out at my hotel. And I was like, also, Comfort Inn's not a hotel. Like, no. That's not a hotel room you take a girl back
to. Yeah, it's a no-tell.
Okay. I mean, I feel like the implication was you guys were going to hook up. You decided not to. Cool. But you can definitely hook up at a Comfort Inn.
You can.
If you're just going to hit it and quit it, Comfort Inn is fine.
That is true. What am I saying?
Whatever. That is fine. I taking quit it back to your house.
I quit it before he could hit it.
You quit it before he could hit it. Yeah.
That one just, that whole structure always bumps me out so much because that vegan place. I had a hard time going to vegan restaurants for a while because I went there when I like first moved out here and I got like, I forget what the appetizer was supposed to be, but it was like pieces of like thin watery tofu with a spritz of barbecue sauce on them.
Yuck.
And it was supposed to be like
satay?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. Yeah. And I was like, oh, fuck vegan restaurants. This is the worst shit
that
I've ever seen.
That place is not good.
No,
and
I know.
Also, and, I've since, and also the other, the Comfort Inn has been bug bombed like so many times.
Why even try it?
It's always a shitty circus with that shitty tent over it. Ugh.
But the Happy Foot Sad Foot will always be there to comfort us.
It's mostly Sad Foot.
Yeah.
Oh, no. No, it's equal.
I don't know. I think that strip mall is mostly Sad Foot.
It is. I'll tell you guys next time when I go, like the first.
Okay.
But I see it every day. So it's like, because I live 5 streets down.
Yeah, but that's life. It's all up and down, you know?
No, it's all up. It all has to be up.
All the time.
Every day is a happy foot.
I've talked about how my therapist looks just like me, right?
Yes.
I still haven't said anything to her, and it's been like 2 or 3 months.
Say something.
I feel so weird. It's been too long. Right?
About the fact that you look like her?
Yeah.
You feel like it needs to be acknowledged.
Hasn't it been too long to say anything at this
point? Yeah, it has.
She knows.
It can come up organically, though.
That's why maybe she should. But...
And it's like somehow it's more every time.
Oh.
Do you think?
Now this is making me think this is a you thing.
Yeah. Are you single white femaling her or is she single white femaling you?
I don't. Which one? Who's moving? We're just naturally doing it to each other. Oh, she's just like. Every time, like, her hair is, like, lighter red than mine, but last time I was there, it was curlier than usual and a little bit darker, and I was like...
Ooh. So she's doing it to you.
I don't know.
I mean, it feels like this is a good backup business for you, is, like, to kill her and become a therapist.
I guess I could become... She's way... I would not be good.
Don't...
We do lady problems. I'm just saying.
I think what you gotta do is you gotta find a way to organically joke about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or what you could is just drop in, you know, people like us.
Yeah. There you go. Well, you can also be like, oh, I like that outfit. Where'd you get it? Because it looks good on
also,
you.
Also, literally, she wears the exact same clothes as me. It's like fucking freak.
Are you going to therapy or is this...
Am I just looking in the mirror?
You're Stuart Smalley-ing it?
And also, I was saying, like, God, how narcissistic can I be? Like, the only... Because I quit the last one. I didn't like her. But I was like, well, I love this one.
She's perfect.
I mean, that is perfect, though.
She's great. I mean, beyond whatever she looked like, she's awesome. But it is just, like, weird. I want to know if she's watched my stand-up or not.
Yeah. You think she's Googled you?
You hope
so. Would you, if you were a therapist?
No. I don't think that's... That they're allowed. I mean, I don't know the rules.
They have to be allowed.
Must be allowed.
I know they're human, but that seems like some kind of thing that you wouldn't.
But wouldn't you? Wouldn't don't be you think it would just help you?
Yeah,
find that's out about them? Interesting.
Because I feel like that's just like, oh, let me study up.
Yeah,
you're basing your advice on what they. Like, it would be so awkward if you were like, but then what about that show you did? And they were like, I didn't tell you about that.
Well, yeah. I don't think they would talk about it. I just mean, like, watching... If you're a comic and, like, you're telling... Wouldn't you want to watch their stand-up to be like... See?
I'd just be afraid if I were the therapist that I would say something and bring it up by accident.
Yeah.
And so then they would know that I, like, watched...
But well, maybe therapists are really good at, like, Jedi minding themselves.
I think they
are. Like, they can
I think they know. They have control over what to say. What
See, so we don't have that.
Yeah.
That's why we go
We have the opposite.
That. Yeah. Plus, I think it'd be hard for, like, a therapist to, like, go... To watch your stand-up. And, like, not with you, obviously, but, like, if they had, like, a client that was, like, not a good stand-up, and then they watched a bunch of their stand-up.
That would be so funny. If they were like, you know, I think we're done here.
Yeah.
Like, you really get dumped because you're not funny.
Yeah. I'm just not... Oh, man.
I mean, a lot of people get dumped every day because they're not funny.
True. Yeah.
That's just true.
And they're fucking the people that are dumping them.
Yeah. Oof. That's good that you should dump someone for being not funny.
Yes, I agree.
I think so, too. I don't think I've ever dated a funny person.
Never?
Really?
I don't think so. Not funnier than me.
Oh, well, no.
Well,
you.
I mean, no, just like the guys I've dated have all been really serious. And I think that's really brought me down. I've always wondered what it's like to date a funny person.
Well, we all date comedians.
Yeah.
What is that like? I'm so fascinated by
it. Honestly, like, my boyfriend is very funny on stage, but he's, like, pretty serious, actually.
Yeah, mine's the same way.
Yeah, like, it's not...
That's good, though.
We're goofy when we're goofy, but it's definitely not, like, a huzzah, huzzah all the time. Like,
yeah.
Like, constant banana peels and pies.
No.
You're not at a Ren Fest all the time.
Yeah, I don't know if it's really any funnier than, like, an average relationship.
Yeah. But, like, it is fun when you get into, like, riffy spaces. Like, my favorite thing with my boyfriend is to see something shitty happen and then just, like, judge it together. And then you can just,
well,
like,
yeah, that's
riff
a relationship. I mean, that's...
Yeah, that's my favorite thing. Yeah.
A relationship.
It's fun
you.
To
but
hate
you get the funnier version of it.
Yeah. I love to hate things with my boyfriend.
That's like, what keeps couples together.
Oh,
that's
great.
Like, the core of it.
Oh, yeah.
It's like you against the world, baby.
Yeah. What about when you have new gossip about someone you both hate?
Oh, that's great.
With friends, with boyfriends,
well, with
it's,
family,
it's the best
like,
you can do.
It's, yeah,
hope for.
Just going to that dinner and knowing you have that in your back pocket is just so fun.
Well, it's like when you're on tour with somebody, or when you're doing a show and a show is shitty, and you could, as long as you have somebody to make eye contact with, that like also
makes
experience
all the difference
it.
In the world.
A boyfriend is like that, except for every other aspect of your life. Like you can just be
they're
like
your life raft.
Yeah, you're like you're here. You saw that too, right? Cool, awesome. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah. So find someone funny, Heather. Yeah.
I know. I'm trying. It's so hard. I always date guys that are super serious.
Are you, yeah. Do you like opposite kind of guys?
I think it's probably a complex that I have where I don't see myself as serious. I'm trying to like
make
date,
up for that.
Yeah. Like make like fill that void of like, oh, I see myself as being like really like slapstick or like I make fun of myself and I see other people as more sophisticated than I am. Mm-hmm. So to date a guy like that is like, oh, I could get a guy. Like I see them as smarter than me. I mean, this is...
It's like a status thing.
Yeah. It's just like, I want to know that I can date somebody that has the qualities that I don't have.
Right. Well, I think that's a good instinct to have.
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
How does the flirting work, though? Because flirting with someone who's not funny is terrible.
Well...
Does that work usually, but then they get serious? Or it's like you just don't flirt, or it's...
I mean, this is why this is bad. As like the last person that I dated seriously, I just kind of like went with wherever he went. So I wasn't being authentic, you know, I wasn't being myself.
Got it. Yeah.
I remember the first time we flirted, he was telling me to go to Burning Man because I was my instinct at the time was make fun of that.
Yeah.
And he was like, "Oh, I love Burning Man," and I was like, "Oh, tell me more about it." Like instead of making fun of
I'm the
of
same
it,
way.
You
I'm
know
definitely
what I mean?
Like kind of like a chameleon with like, oh, well, that is interesting.
Because you want to be open. Like you don't just want to discount a new person and the things that they like.
Yeah, you wouldn't want them to do that to you. And also it is that, I mean, like when you first like a guy, you're just so dumb.
Mm. Exactly.
No, right. You're just not there.
In that moment, I wanted to go to Burning
Man. Right, no,
you
that's
know?
The
I
thing.
Was, I was
yeah.
really like, tell me more. And then by the end of the conversation, I was like, we're going this summer. I'm on my calendar. I'm ready to go. But in general, I think that the problem with that has been just kind of like acquiescing to like, oh, this is you know, like not really going with my humor and going with.
Oh, yeah. You got to do
well,
that.
Because they can't play. That's the thing.
Yeah.
It's like it's not fun. So you kind of reduce yourself to that level.
And also trying to be intellectual and trying to enjoy.
That
I mean, that's just totally in the past for me. Not going to happen again.
No.
Can't do it.
I refuse. I have too much dignity to try to be smart.
But at one point I didn't. I was really trying to, you know, just go with this.
That's what's beautiful about getting older. And like, I've definitely been able to like come into, I don't know, just accepting, you know, who I am and what I'm not going to be and being okay with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like when I was first dating my boyfriend, I had a complex where I was like, I'm not smart enough for you. You're smarter than me and all this stuff. And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? I like you. It's not, you know, like I was like, I don't read enough books. And he was just like, I don't give a shit. Like you're an intelligent person and that's not, doesn't make you who you are, you know. But
but like there's shit. I don't know if I've ever dated someone who I thought was smarter than me.
Yeah,
I think I'm so cocky. I'm like, hi, here's your entire life.
Yeah,
here's everything. I'm right.
Yeah,
I don't know what else to say.
Well, I think I'm emotionally smart, but it was the book smart.
Yeah, that's exactly it. That was my issue too. Like, I felt like,
yeah,
I'm easily a good, you know, a match for this person. Like I'm good enough or whatever. But just that particular intellectual books, Yeah. And I mean, I went to college too. It's all in my fucking head. You
right.
know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's all just your, as soon as you stop giving a fuck about that, then it's that's yeah. when it's like you yeah. meet well, somebody who.
And it's
you
know. Also important to like remember that there are different kinds of intelligence and exactly. like being funny in itself is its own kind of intelligence. You know, it's like comedy should be up for Oscars too, not just dramas. Like everything.
Hell yeah.
Totally.
Fuck the Oscars.
Hell fuck yeah. The Oscars. Fuck the Oscars. We'll be back. We're back. Can Tess just repeat exactly what she just said, please?
Please.
Whoa. My butt sweat? Off the charts.
Yep. And that's the name of Brandy's album.
That's it. That'll do it.
It's just, I lifted my ass and I felt like a kind of a suction cup.
Yeah.
Like a
oh, yeah. Mm. That's know. Always fun.
Yeah, I know that feeling.
Yeah.
We're Barbara, Brandy, and Tess. I'm just going to say it for all of us.
Do it. Thank you.
And we're here with Heather Jewett.
Hello. I'm still here.
She's still here.
Still here.
And she impressed us very much before the show started with her Name That Tune
yes.
ability. With a Beetlejuice song that David had stuck yeah, in his head.
He was humming that. And like, I don't know. She immediately was just like, Beetlejuice. And then what really tripped me out was you were like, I've only seen that movie once.
You guys, we've said it a few impressive. Times. Better be careful.
Uh-oh.
Oh, oh shit.
I would love what if just old ass Michael Keaton just showed up? Right
like Birdman Michael
yeah.
Keaton.
Yes!
And like a half
Birdman,
ass.
Birdman.
But same outfit.
Just a half ass
stripe.
Beetlejuice costume.
You have to, I mean, you guys have to watch all the way just for him now. He's so great. He's hot. It's Beetlejuice.
He's amazing in that movie.
Figures
so
it out.
Funny.
I got to see it again.
Yeah.
It's really worth
it. I mean, him and Alec Baldwin.
Woo, Baldwin in that movie. Woo.
Okay.
Gina Davis.
And Gina Davis.
And
like,
Winona Ryder.
And Winona Ryder.
What's her and what's her from the Christopher Guest?
Yes. Kathleen.
Kathleen Turner.
Catherine O'Hara.
Ooh, Jeffrey Jones.
Fuck. Jeffrey Jones.
Yeah. Well,
yeah, that's fine. You went- the guy that plays Otho is the shit, though.
Oh, he's great.
He used to be, there's this old radio station in Chicago that he used to call in on all the time. And he was like a very like out gay man that lived in the outskirts of Chicago. And he would like call in and fuck with people on the radio all the time. Yeah.
Of course he did.
Yeah, it's awesome.
See, full of the hits, guys.
Go watch Beetlejuice.
You come to us for the current movie recommendation.
So we're going to play a little bit of Name That Tune with David playing a little bits from TV theme songs because he has plenty.
We're going to do like 2 seconds and we're going to see if we can catch them.
Because of Liquid Feet, the show he directs, which was just on Dance Well America, by the way.
You should watch that on Hulu. Watch that show.
It's a triumph.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, first one.
In the criminal
justice.
Oh, yes. My God.
Come on. SVU. Come on.
Friends.
Yeah. in the friend justice system. Six people are picked. No, yeah. That's real. Yeah. What I'm doing.
Okay, all right.
One, two.
Oh, ooh. That's the one with the two friends. What the fuck is it called?
Is it Perfect Laverne Strangers? And Shirley?
Yeah, Laverne and Shirley.
Nice. Okay.
Say by the bell.
Double.
We need
Can
a buzzer.
Can you tell what decade we grew up in? Say by the bell.
It's Saved by the Bell.
Oh, I have one here.
Oh,
married.
Shit.
Oh. Married with Small Wonder.
Oh
wow!
Went to a live taping of that shit.
I was obsessed with that show.
Me too.
You went to a live taping?
Yes, I did. I totally did.
Do they? Oh my god! What was Vicky's robot costume like in real life?
It was. I mean, the only thing she wore, right? The red.
Did they
with
show
a pinafore.
The back with the circuit board?
I don't remember, but I did meet her afterwards. I got the 8x10, the autograph,
holy
the whole
shit,
thing.
Nice.
And it was amazing.
Were you guys like the same age? Like how old were you?
I was, Small Wonder was like 85 or 80.
Oh, so you must have been really young.
I was like maybe 5 or 6. Yeah, I was okay. really young. She was older than me.
Yeah.
But it was the thrill of my life.
Oh my god.
Because the special effects, it's crazy because I was just thinking about this. Like she lifts up a couch in one of the
I know
the
that
scenes.
Episode, yeah.
Yeah, you
it's
do?
It's the credits.
I remember that. Yeah, yeah, it is. Yeah.
He's vacuuming and so she lifts it yeah. up for him. Yeah.
Yeah. Huh. She lifts up the well, she probably lifted up the couch in a few episodes, but she lifts up the couch and it was like on a there was like a
oh, like thing. Hydraulics?
It was I mean, what I'm saying is she didn't actually lift it up. It was like
what?
It was connected to like this accordion type contraption and like
okay.
But nobody reacted and I was like this is insane that that's not because I was 5, you know, so it was like
nothing's real.
It was just weird because there wasn't any. I felt like they should have told us that
Right, like making a sound, like, wow.
Like, that's a lot of, like, the fact that the world is not at all how you perceive it is a lot to just drop on a 5-year-old.
Yeah.
And a taping of small wonder.
It was, I've been jaded ever since, really.
I could see that.
It's fucked
up. It's a turning point.
I wanted a robot so bad because of that show.
I mean, yeah. That would be a great costume.
Spooky. I've thought about doing that a lot of years.
I don't think I've ever seen that show.
Oh my god!
It's about a dad who builds robots at his work, okay. And then he ends up building like a daughter.
Yeah, it's
could
like
only
Alf
in
with
the
a girl robot. Yeah,
totally insane. Oh, okay.
But yeah. He already has kids, so she like hangs out with all.
He
the
has
kids.
One kid.
God.
Oh yeah,
Jamie and Vicky is the robot.
And then there's a really
Victoria.
Good
Harriet.
Girl.
And then Harriet's next door. And then, yeah, Victoria is the evil version of Vicky, which is like Stefan Urkel.
Oh, yeah.
Nice.
I forgot about Victoria.
I want to see what she's up to now. So
Victoria
that's what I'm looking
didn't
up, everyone.
Speak like a robot. She just had like a valley girl, like bitch voice.
Yeah.
Yeah. She's just like, fuck you. Like,
that's
just
right.
Really, like, she didn't. Because Vicky spoke like this.
Like a robot?
Yeah.
Okay.
And she said there was a lot of funny misunderstandings because she was a robot.
Huh.
There's adventures, you could say.
There's a lot of like movies and TV shows from the 80s and 90s of like parents creating robot children as opposed to actually just like having their own.
Yeah.
They knew what we were going to do eventually.
Yeah.
That's so because their children would then grow up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're not quite at robot children, but I think we're like one generation away.
We're really close. We'll see robot children before we're dead.
For sure.
Without a doubt.
I mean, Tamagotchis.
Yeah. Robot pets.
Yeah.
They basically already exist.
There's a new robot that they just released, actually, that will be your therapist.
Is it going to look like me, though?
Yeah.
That's the question.
I guess it looks like anything you want.
No. It looks like
it's just a voice or
a robot. No, it's a robot.
Oh, okay.
But it doesn't look like anything. It's a white robot.
Mm.
You don't get to customize it. Yeah. Classic.
That's weird.
Yeah,
I'd rather have it just be a voice than like a little guy.
Yeah, I know.
It's just not an app.
Well, speaking of this is kind of, how do you guys feel about this? They're putting artificial intelligence into Barbie dolls.
No. Yeah. No.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It's already about to roll out.
Like, it's just going to talk back and forth.
She's
going to
be so intelligent that she'll understand like what little girls are saying to them and she'll like memorize their responses to things. So they'll be able to have full-on conversations with their Barbie dolls.
I don't like it.
No, but that ruins the imagination.
The whole good thing, there's, I think, kind of a lot of good things about Barbie dolls, but it is. It stimulates your imagination.
Yeah.
You have to kind of have play.
You're putting the personality on the doll. It's not giving it to you.
Yeah.
Exactly.
No, that's going to ruin it.
But that's just to play devil's advocate, that's a big step from math is hard. You remember when the Barbie, where you pulled the string, she was just like, "I'm an idiot."
That's Simpsons joke. Though.
They are trying to like
wait, but that happened.
No, that happened.
Yeah. Oh, it did. I thought it was just the
Simpsons joked about it because it happened. Okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Huh. But they're trying to program it to give girls like positive messages and like.
Are they going to change the way the Barbie looks?
No.
See.
Just do that first.
Yeah, let's make it like that it would actually be real first.
I know, but then I look at these other dolls that try to like, this is a realistic Barbie. I'm like, no one wants to fucking play with realistic Barbie.
Yeah, that's true. It's a doll. It's not real.
You want the hot
one. You want all the options.
They're all hot.
I did.
I mean, I think you want all the options, though. You know, you can have either or. It
I know.
Have to be just one.
No, I know, but I'm like, why does the one that's like the anti-Barbie have to have like stretch marks and acne? And it's like, it's a doll. Make
that doesn't
hot.
Happen. No one put that on.
No, the Lamely doll has been introduced as the alternative to Barbie.
Yeah.
And
don't
it has
put stretch marks
on
it. I like the one. Did you guys ever see the article about the girl that she took
the
Barbie?
Dolls.
Yeah, where she just like would take dolls and like take off all their evening makeup.
Yeah, she'll change like Bratz dolls into like cute little girls, and like those are really awesome.
Those are
that's
great.
Cool.
Yeah,
I like those.
That's
a lot.
Cool. Yeah,
yeah.
But yeah, I really enjoyed playing. I don't know. I played with all kinds of dolls as a kid. Barbie was just one of them.
Yeah, but you can look like a Barbie. The rest of us can't.
I mean,
you're the most Barbie-like person I know.
Wow. Thank you. That's not even true, but like I think, but you're right, like what's fun about Barbie, like I think a lot of it too is like you need something to get kinky with.
Yeah
you're gonna scissor those dolls.
Yeah
you need those long plastic legs are fun to fuck around with.
Yeah, you can rip them out.
Yeah, I don't need a Barbie talking back to me when I'm making it scissor another Barbie.
Like, that adds a whole nother thing.
Why are you doing this to me?
Yeah, no, I don't like that because I do really think that the basement, though, the imagination, like, what are you...
Yeah, like, I don't like
toys
that are spelling everything out for kids. It's like, no, you're supposed to impart your own
stuff onto them. But then I had a doll that actually... I'm surprised. Do you guys remember this doll, the Julie doll? Mm-mm. It was around the same time as Teddy Ruxpin, and she was like, especially now looking back for like the time, very advanced. Like you could take her outside, and she would sneeze in the sun, and she would have conversations with
you.
A doll
that sneezes.
It's true. She looks bright out here. And like she would, she was ticklish, but like I could have conversations with her.
Does that mean she would also go, ooh, it's dark in here?
The ew, a doll that says, ew.
I'm just so glad that isn't me. I thought that that was how I was laughing.
Holy fuck.
I just want everyone, a dark place. Like, that's how we all just reflected on the sound of children laughing.
Yeah.
Well, to me, that was a creepy doll laughing.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
In that moment.
Was it Julie like a kid's sister or am I a buddy?
No, she was her own thing. Okay. She was very advanced.
Was she like life size or was she
like
small?
No, she was like maybe, she was pretty big. She was like 2.5, 3
like
feet big.
Like an American girl.
Yeah, so. Like an American girl, but she could talk. And I thought she was like the coolest. She was really cool. And I don't know that it was kind of like, it might have stimulated my imagination a little bit to feel like I had like this toy that I could like talk to.
Yeah.
I guess, but when it has stock things, but I feel like when it's learning what you say, I don't know. That just freaks me out.
Right.
I know it's going to be the norm, so it's like, who cares?
I hated my Furby. I was glad when it died.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Furbies are
cute. But also Furbies are like, yeah, they're not dolls.
Yeah.
I don't want to take care of it.
No.
I've always like had this fantasy. I can't believe I'm saying this out loud, but I've had this.
Do it.
I just want to walk through a hall that's like filled with
doll hall.
That's filled with Furbies, like floor to ceiling, chirping at me. No. I really.
Why do you want that?
I don't know.
Why?
You must have been one of the people along with me. I guess we probably all did this. Who turned on everything at the like Toys R Us?
Yeah,
like,
yeah, definitely. Because you feel like a conductor of just like chaos around you. Like
exactly.
That's what those aisles feel like. Never Google furries without fur. It's fucking terrifying.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah. Because it's just like the beak and like the eyes.
Ew.
With like, and then it's just like get like gadgets behind them.
That sounds cute.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
God.
Horrifying.
Put that on the list of things to never Google.
Yeah. Just let you guys know.
But then, of course, I want to Google.
Oh, here we go.
Oh,
they're
God,
cute.
They are kind of cute, actually.
Oh, well, fine. Whatever, guys.
They're creepy, but they're cute.
But yeah,
they're like,
but like,
they're like
metal. That's my taste.
I have a whole like child's play Chucky childhood trauma thing that like I can't fuck with toys that move.
People our age really got the brunt of it because we got Child's Play.
Yeah.
We got It, so there was clowns.
Yep.
And then we had Jaws with the sharks.
Yep.
Child's Play, I think, was really fucked up for a lot of people in particular.
Yeah.
That was a new concept.
That you're,
you know,
because that's like,
and you have dolls in your home.
Yeah.
Everybody had dolls.
Oh, yeah. I saw the movie when I was four at my very first sleepover. At my very first sleepover.
That's way too young.
It was a ballet sleepover, and I quit ballet because of it. And when I came home, I had all these dolls around the seat. My dad had built me shelves in my room, so I had dolls that would just watch me sleep at night. And I would sleep with the covers over my head, and then I would crumple into a ball because I wanted to look like rumpled sheets so they wouldn't murder me in the night.
Oh, my God.
And then I didn't tell my parents about it for like 10 years because I didn't want my dolls to overhear me and murder me in the
night.
Oh,
my God.
Yeah.
So sad.
Yeah. It was a self-imposed hell. It was really fun.
It was a child's play in post.
Yeah.
Child's play. As a child.
Watches that at that age.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Horrific.
Even
parents.
If you don't watch it, you see the ads and you just feel like for some reason a doll coming alive is totally in the realm of possibility at that
definitely.
Age.
Definitely.
I mean, it almost kind of still is.
It kind of still is. Absolutely. I mean, the same way that your pet kind of has a life and still, you know, like you impose.
Well, they're little. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Like, what about our dolls up
if
there?
If they turned.
It's creepy because they're turned away from us.
If they turned and looked at me right now, I would die. I would just will myself to death because I wouldn't
want
to live
like
in a
when
world
you're
where
thinking
that's
that it's gonna happen.
Yeah.
Like we had a fan sent that to us. She knit us these awesome like dolls and we have them
so
hanging
cool.
up in the top of the
they're
clamp
so
cave.
Cute.
But they're slightly turned away from us.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Really looks like at any moment.
It appears that they're shunning us.
Yeah.
Really, I'm scared.
Real spooky Halloween episode
God,
this turned into.
All right. Do you have another one for us, David?
David, what else
should we do another one?
Sure.
Yeah, why not?
We should just do this.
Yeah,
this
is fun.
It's probably.
Knight Rider.
Knight Rider.
Damn.
Boom.
God, you guys are good.
Wait, isn't that the beginning? That's the beginning of like another Mick, some song they remixed in the 90s.
Mick Jagger?
They redid.
They read. No, somebody used that for. Buster Rhymes used it.
Yeah. You're right.
For a song.
You're right.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't know your song.
I know that because it was in Can't Hardly Wait. Okay.
Can you do it one more time?
Ooh. Wait.
Get Smart or something?
The Gong Show?
The Dinosaurs?
Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Yes.
I heard something totally different. It was so ominous to me. I don't know why.
That was pretty ominous.
Yeah, I was thinking like a Western. I'm really bad at this.
You know? Okay.
Friends? Mm-hmm. Yeah! Okay. You got one.
There's so many. There's millions.
DuckTales.
DuckTales. Just play this baby out.
Solid jam.
That was another thing. Do you guys all still have fantasies of swimming through coins?
Yes.
Oh, of course.
That was like the best thing that could ever happen to you.
The pinnacle of success.
Yeah, I still think
it's still what we're all going to.
Yeah.
You know? Here in
Duckburg. Race cars. Such a funk jam.
Just a sick bass line.
Duckburg. Might solve a mystery or rewrite history. DuckTales, woo! Every day that happens, DuckTales, woo!
It's so good.
That's euphoria. That's euphoria right there.
This was the first one that was on too. So this is when you were like, yeah, it's time for cartoons.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
You had your fucking cereal.
Yeah.
This is really just kicking it off.
This one.
This song being so like a fucking funk
jam.
This is like funkadelic, like Parliament Funk, like P-Funk.
Yeah.
I
think I was a dick. Like it's a good
song.
Absolutely.
That song and Tailspin's theme song is the jam.
That's more of like an island vacation.
That breakdown that they have in the middle where they're like,
the swim when you find that when you know you're gonna swim.
What? I think we've talked about this before, but isn't it weird that Baloo was like in Jungle Book and then Tailspin? What was that?
No, because Chip and Dale were in Tailspin. They crossed like worlds. Yeah.
But it seemed weird that he was just a bear, but then he had a job in Tailspin.
Tailspin is weird because it's like a 1940s noir.
But
for kids. Like, it's weird.
I think it was like a spinoff of Jungle Book.
Yeah. It's like a Casablanca type.
But Baloo's the only one.
It was like Frasier. I mean,
no, Shere Khan. Shere Khan is the bad guy.
Oh, Shere Khan in
Tailspin? Khan. And then so is Uncle Louie.
It's just funny to me that they all had jobs all of a sudden.
Yeah.
It was like, you were just like an animal. Now you have a job.
I see what you're saying. Because like, in the jungle, he didn't have a job.
Yeah, he was just a bear.
Yeah, yeah.
And now he's like,
so it's not like Frasier.
Now he's like working in a
jungle. He didn't have a job.
He was just lazy.
What jobs are there in the
spin it. Oh, is this Tailspin?
Yeah. I love this theme song.
You guys ever watch Bonker? Is it Bonker?
Yeah, that was like towards when I was starting to age out of.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a cat with a long, super long tail, right?
Am I making that up? He was a detective.
Yeah, detective.
I like Darkwing Duck a lot.
Yeah. Love Darkwing.
Darkwing Duck.
When you're in trouble, you call DW.
Oh, guys.
Better watch out for the bad boys. Yeah. I like that.
Hey, they were warning us real early.
Also, Launchpad was in DuckTales and Darkwing. He crossed over.
Right. Yeah, but that makes more sense than just getting a new job.
Because what's the evil duck in DuckTales? Or that's Darkwing Duck. Which Darkwing. One has the McDuff?
McScrooge?
McDuff.
No.
Is it McDuff?
Who was the bad guy?
Scrooge?
No, Scrooge is the millionaire guy.
He's the protagonist.
He's a curmudgeonly hero.
The protagonist.
We got a whole bit about him, yeah. Oh, yeah, he's the curmudgeonly hero.
I can't remember any of the characters.
It's the Beagle Boys.
The main bad guy who was like the anti, who was always, I think it was in Darkwing Duck.
Oh, Negaduck.
Negaduck.
Negaduck is Barbara, and I'm Darkwing.
Oh, right.
According to Kevin Hawkins always used to be like, you guys are like Darkwing Duck and Negaduck. And it was like, all right.
How come you're a naked duck? Because you're bad?
I don't know. I was a bad boy right then.
Yeah.
Barbara's had your bad boy face.
Yeah.
It was my bad boy.
We've all got one.
Yeah.
Bad Boys 2 is coming up soon.
Oh, man. How hot was Will Smith in Bad Boys 2?
He's hot in all the time in general.
I know, but particularly in Bad Boys 2. He's in Bad Boys. But I love him like in a wife beater shooting guns.
Yeah, that's, yeah. That goes pretty far.
Mm-hmm. Any guy, though, in that shirt shooting guns.
No, no.
I'm on board. Not like anyone. Like, seriously,
any guy
anyone
is
on
a
the
large
planet.
Number.
Any guy,
of people.
In that any guy with a gun. I
mean, can I introduce you to Arkansas?
Yeah, let's go to the South and see how you feel.
Going off the grid. Statement.
No, but I agree. Like a muscular guy in that shirt.
I didn't. It's so weird how my tastes have changed over the years, because that used to just be repellent to me.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I was just like, skinny dudes are bust, you know?
You know what?
Like,
I
growing
was
up,
really into skinny dudes growing up.
That was it. Like, I saw a guy with muscles and I was like, that's fucking disgusting. And yeah. It was part of like a punk subculture thing. Mm-hmm. You know?
I was the same way, like, very much like, I'm not gonna like the mainstream, like, hunk.
They're also
whatever.
Non-threatening when you're like, oh, okay, right. I like a guy that I feel like I can take.
Yeah, maybe as you get older,
yeah, that's
you're
probably
like,
part
all right.
Of it.
Yeah. Yeah.
But it's so weird that that is naturally what I like. And because I didn't think it was a choice at the time.
Mm-hmm. You know? Yeah, that is
like,
true.
I was like, oh, I'm not into that. It's weird that people are into guys that look like that. And now I'm like, watch Magic Mike and I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm just like, oh, this is what
you're
I liked
speaking
all along.
To the right.
We're yeah. big. Yeah. We talk about Magic Mike a lot.
It's
a lot.
Out now. It's out on HD. Yeah. Everyone fucking download it.
I can't. You guys, I tweeted about this, but I fell into a Magic Mike wormhole while I was like trying to get work done, and I understood like what it's like to be like really into porn, because like I couldn't stop watching it.
You're like addicted.
Yeah. What were you watching?
You're distracted.
Yeah. I did the dance at the end that Joe has.
Mm-hmm. You were just like watching clips,
just little
from the
bootleg
movie?
Clips.
Yeah.
Good Lord.
Oh God.
If you listen to any of our shows from the last 2 months, 3 months,
we mention it at least.
We always talk about it.
Play a drinking game and get fucking shit house. Yes.
I'm ready for Channing Tates. I'm ready for it. God. I'm
love
obsessed
it.
With him.
I want to motorboat his cum gutters. So bad.
I never knew I was this person until I saw the first Magic Mike, and I was like,
isn't
here
it great
we are.
Though to embrace it?
I feel so good. You know, I was a couple months ago, right before it came out, there was a contest where you paid $10 to like donate to some charity or whatever. But Channing Tates was in charge of it. And if you won, like depending on how much money you donated, you got more chances to be his date to the Magic Mike premiere.
Oh,
and
shit.
There I was,
wow.
Taking out the debit card. Like, I was just like,
you got to.
Can't
Girls
believe
got
I'm
a
doing
dream.
This. Like I was paying money like on the... one in a zillion chance that I would get
I
to
mean,
meet him.
I mean, that's so much better than winning the lottery.
Oh.
Yeah, totally.
I'm not going to like go into...
That's what I would spend my money on if
Channing
I won the lottery.
Tatum.
Yeah, that's...
Yeah.
Channing fucking Tatum.
The thing I would purchase.
Yeah.
I'm just putting it out there. We've obviously talked about this movie a million times, but I know that last time in the movie, they like had a shitload of girls come be extras for the stripper convention at the end.
Oh.
If anyone out there listening to this has access to that for
we
the next film.
We will provide our own travel and board.
We will get there.
Well, I'm embarrassed at how like red I am. Just
thinking
like,
about
oh
it.
My God, could you guys imagine?
I tweeted
putting
it.
That out there and it is happening.
I tweeted at Channing Tatum when the movie came out. I was like, you understand that there are female comics with fucking followings that will get themselves to wherever the fuck we need to be to watch this shit go
Real
down.
We'll party
next
bust
time.
That shit out there.
Absolutely.
Yeah, without a doubt.
So casting directors, ooh. Whoever the fuck is listening to this.
Whoever we need to talk to, you guys do.
My heart's racing right now just thinking about...
I think we need to go to a strip club.
You know, I went to a male strip club.
What was it?
About a year ago. It was fucking amazing.
Yeah.
It was beyond my wildest dreams. I went because of Magic Mike. Because I was like, I need to experience this.
Yes.
But it's so awesome. It's the best of all worlds because it was it's a gay club that had drag performers.
Great.
So it was already like
perfect.
Chill.
Fun.
And already you're going to have the best time, you know, and you're not going to feel weird.
Yeah.
And it's in Pomona. I think it's called Club 340. Mm. And on, I think, either Friday or Saturday nights, I think, I might be wrong. You should look it up. Club 340 Pomona. But it's every weekend they have an all male review, and they were full on like a ninja comes out, a cop comes out with guns. Like it was really theatrical.
Awesome.
It was more theatrical than I thought, because I was expecting like the whole, you know, the Barbie box. And because I had just seen Magic Mike,
right.
And I was like, oh, this is going to not be like that. And it wasn't, but it was close. Like
That's
they
awesome.
Really. It, there were costumes, there was choreography, there was pony, like they fucking, and
I'm scared of like getting obsessed with like one dancer. You like, won't. I know that would happen. And then I'd be like, let me find them.
But at club, you don't want to go to the dancer's Facebook page.
Oh, it's going
to
happen.
No. Yeah. They have the bodies, but they also have like, they've got braces, you know.
It's kind of cute,
it's
though.
Like, but it kind of makes awesome. It even more relatable.
Is that
so
the
you're
Pomona?
Even in more danger. Yeah.
Well, there's one
and
in
a drag queen
LA.
Hosts it. So good.
There's one in downtown LA.
I know, but I feel like the Pomona one's like probably more real.
I know, it's the best.
I don't know if I'm going to Pomona.
You gotta go. I'm telling you.
I'll drive to Pomona.
It's okay. So
okay. Yeah. Because we're good. Getting drunk. So if you're down to drive.
Yeah, I'll drive. That's okay. Fine.
All right. All right. We're going now. We'll be back.
I think it's tonight, actually.
Hey, we're back on Lady to Lady. I'm Brandy.
I'm Barbara.
I'm Tess.
I'm Heather.
And we just got back from Pomona.
Woo! Boy, are our pussies tired.
Yeah. That was fun, you guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, just kidding.
It's time for Lady Problems.
Hit it.
Lady. Lady problems, lady, lady problems, lady, lady problems.
Heather, are you ready to give some advice?
I'm ready. I'm just so, I was getting so into that song, so blackout era Britney.
Tess.
Lovely.
That is very.
That's a huge compliment. That's one of the best Britney albums.
It's my favorite one. That's what it reminded me of. Just I felt like I was in that era.
I mean, the fact that that album, I mean, that's the album that starts with It's Britney, Bitch.
It's Britney, Bitch.
Track one.
Establishing.
It's all uphill from there, in my opinion, too. There's some.
Oh, on my radar?
Radars, I mean, my favorite one is whatever.
Femme Fatale. That is also my favorite one.
So I can't even talk about this.
Wait. Much. We can. I have a lot to say about Blackout. because she released that shit when no one had faith in her.
And you know she was pregnant when she recorded the vocals.
Of course. I mean, like, but it doesn't matter. But
that adds such a
what that
great...
does to your like vocal cords.
Well, you know what's
fucks
funny?
Your diaphragm.
In the Broadway show Wicked, there's this note that Elphaba has to sing in Defying Gravity. I think it's a high E that like seriously only 40 women in the entire world can belt.
Whoa.
And it's such a hard note to belt that the girls that play Elphaba have to be on birth control to not get their period.
Holy
because
shit.
Your vocal cords are actually like
Holy
related
shit.
To your cervix. And so when you play Elphaba, you have to be on birth control.
What?
So you can hit that note.
Holy shit.
Well, yeah. I'm definitely not taking the part now. I don't have birth control.
Take that, people that don't like Planned Parenthood. You like Wicked? Guess what?
Yes, and you do, because they would.
Yes. they would like Wicked.
So basic.
Yeah. If you guys have lady
basic.
Problems. Send them to ladytolady@maximumfun.org. Okay. So my boyfriend of almost 4 years broke up with me a couple of weeks ago. We've been together for 1 year and we also have a dog together. It's definitely the hardest breakup I've dealt with so far. I'm currently staying part-time at our place and the other time at my parents' house, so I do see him and speak with him every couple of days still. Luckily, I will be moved out of our condo completely in about a week, but we are also planning on sharing custody of our dog since neither one of us will give him up, so it sounds like he'll be in my life for a while. My problem is that I'm already so upset. Didn't go to work for 2 days, have barely eaten or slept. But I have this feeling that he broke up with me for someone else and that he possibly could have cheated on me, which is just making things worse. I never suspected anything while we were together, and the breakup came as a complete surprise to me. Recently, he's been staying out all night or getting dressed and cleaned up to go out for a few hours on a work night and is always on his phone texting. He doesn't even seem fazed by our breaking up and having to move out of our home. I have made comments to him about how I have a feeling he is seeing someone else, which he hasn't denied, but he also hasn't admitted to either.
So he has admitted it?
Yeah. Do you ladies have any advice on how to deal with all of this, move on, and get myself into a better place emotionally?
Oh, wait, what was the timeline again at the beginning?
My boyfriend of almost 4 years ago broke up with me. They've been living together for a year.
Oh, okay.
So been together for four, living together for a year, have a dog together.
Oh, God.
I mean, just to address the dog question. I think that's do not share the dog. Like,
I mean, I shared my dog with my ex for like 2 or 3 years.
How did that go?
After we broke up. But it went well because we
The breakup wasn't mutual, an ugly breakup. Right?
It was it wasn't totally I mean, like, we ended on amicable terms and like never didn't respect each other. So I think that, and even with that, there was like definitely some weird situations where it's like, you know, because there was be times where it's like I had a key to his apartment and I would come in and be like worried there'd be like a girl in there or something. I don't know, like, there's just, you put yourself in weird situations, which I think is workable if you guys are friends.
Yeah.
And if you do still respect each other, but I don't think it's possible to do with someone that you feel like super hurt by or have trust issues
with. He's putting on cologne.
Yeah.
You know, it's not.
The dog's yours. Take the dog.
Yeah, the dog is yours. He called it off and he's being a fucking weird dick who definitely probably unfortunately has done something. So fuck you. The dog is yours.
I mean, I think it seems like something's going on with him. He probably broke it off because he knew something was going to happen in this other thing, and he doesn't want to outright tell you because he feels like an asshole. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He thinks he's saving you from something, whatever. So he's probably being really distant. But yeah, you need the dog right now way more than he does also. Yeah, so you get it. So that's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like the person more blindsided by the breakup should get the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if just for now, which will just mean forever. But you need to, I think, to in order for the conversation to make him seem like he's not losing it, just be like, I need her for right now.
That's a great angle.
I think that's a good angle. I totally agree. And then just like, because it will kind of naturally... You guys will just stop doing it. Like, you know, and it might, there might not even be like a ton of harm, and like, whatever, do it for a couple months, trade the dog for a couple weekends.
Mm-hmm. But she can't see him every fucking weekend.
She's really like, trigger warning, I'm using the word trigger. She's triggered by him. Yeah. You know, like she's really vulnerable about this whole thing. Like, she's freaking out.
That's true.
And she can't work. I mean, she needs no contact with this guy for a
100%
while.
100%
cut off. Yeah.
100%.
Okay. So then you explain, I need the dog.
Yeah.
Boom. And then it is, I think, like a no texting, no nothing.
Yeah.
For a while.
And if he gives you any shit about that, it'd just be like, if you care about me at all, you will let this happen right now. Like, I need, like, fuck you. Something's going on with you. You're not being truthful about whatever.
Because you could go down a rabbit hole. Because it, frankly, does sound like he's sleeping with someone.
Yeah.
And you don't need to deal with that right now.
No, like, you don't. Him.
Yeah, fuck him if that's what he's doing to you after being together for 4 years. That's not how you
cut away
something. Yeah, he's not worth it. I'm sorry.
Work out a lot. Keep the dog.
Yeah.
Put on Blackout by Miss Britney Spears.
Please do. You also need the dog.
Feel better.
Seriously, you need the dog because you need to have a reason to wake. I mean, not that you don't have a reason to wake up, but I mean, you're gonna be depressed. You need to get up, walk that dog, listen to Blackout, and like get your day started.
Thank you for what got me through 2011. You know, it's like
for me, it's 2012.
Yeah,
that exact thing.
Yeah, no, really, it's true. Like a dog. I mean, when you're like really depressed, I actually think it's a great idea to have a dog because that is the one thing that you absolutely, you have to at least go outside.
Yeah.
You have to at least walk a little bit.
Mm-hmm. You will get some sunlight in your day.
Yeah.
And
that,
I mean, obviously in the, you know, the companionship, the unconditional love. Like, they're just
the best things in the world.
Yeah. They're going to know. Obviously your dog knows what's going on.
And also I'm sorry, this guy doesn't get to not have a single consequence to upending the life that you guys are building together.
Thank you.
Like, sorry, you don't get to just still split this dog all the fucking time as if the only, like, a minor inconvenience of like, oh, I don't have a girlfriend anymore. No, sorry.
You lost it all.
You lost a dog.
You don't have a dog either.
Yeah.
You don't have shit. Except for this.
Sorry, man.
Get a new bitch.
Get a new dog with whoever your new girl is. It's fine. Yeah. No. If he gives you shit, you let us know.
We'll talk to him.
We'll have a fucking talk to him.
He's not gonna give her. I mean, I would hope
he might just. I don't think he would give her. I don't know. From the little that I've heard about this guy, I bet he won't give her shit. He'll like either gaslight her and be like, "What are you talking? You're crazy. Why are you acting like this?"
Ugh. Yeah.
Or he'll be like really hurt by it.
Yeah, kind
of that's I feel like. The
but he hurt, and she'll feel so bad that she's taking away his dog.
I'm
getting really bitter over here thinking about this man.
Do not feel bad because he took
hurt
away
you first.
Yeah, he hurt you first, and this is his consequence for it.
I mean, you guys, I think you're being. I don't think that this. You know, whatever's going on with this guy. He also, you know, he ended it. Yeah. At least he wasn't cheating on her for whatever, right. You know.
Totally, yeah.
He ended a relationship. Like, that happens.
But you know what? Ending a relationship means ending a relationship.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
That's the thing. Yeah, it's not really about who hurt who first. It's just about, you know, when a relationship ends, particularly a long relationship, like 4 years.
Yeah.
And those are the... I mean, I'm being a hypocrite because I guess I kind of, like, didn't do that. But,
Well, yeah, by the way, all of our advice comes with hypocrite.
Yeah,
like, but like
none
also,
of us would take
do this. It's a different situation. It's a different situation, too. Mm-hmm. But yeah, a long relationship like that is just so ingrained in you that I think you need to, like, detox from that.
You do.
Like, you just need to get that person out of your system.
You can't have, like, a halfway, like, we take care of this thing, but I feel jealous. And because that just encourages a lot of processing that doesn't need to happen.
Yeah. You already have enough processing.
The processing is like keeping you hanging on to this. And it's like, no, you just need to not be involved.
That being said,
for a minute,
has anyone ever actually done that?
Absolutely not.
No,
okay. Absolutely not.
Definitely never.
Because I've never done that.
Oh, no, literally, I do the long haul.
Especially like, I like the band-aid to come off, like, take it 1 millimeter at a time.
Yeah, and with social media, like, they're, you know.
Yeah.
But I do have to say that when I eventually took the band-aid off, I felt so much better. I wished I had done it earlier. I know it's easier said than done, but not until I, like, did the blocking, did the no contact, did I finally get some relief. Even though it took way longer to get there, I was like, why didn't I do this before? Because it's, like, such torture to stay. I wish that I was capable.
We all do it, though. It's just, you know, it's what happens. Yeah. And, like, I obviously understand if you have to keep doing it for a little while, but as soon as you can, I would cut it off.
I think
it's
something you can at least strive towards.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're
going to, you know, it's in your future to cut it off totally. Yes. It just, like, depends on you when you decide to.
You'll know when it's the right time to really do it.
Because also, don't kick yourself in the ass if you guys text back and forth or whatever.
Of course.
But yeah. The closer you can get yourself to that point, and I think that the sooner you can cut off the shared dog custody, the better.
My question is, does she take the dog for her week and then be like, hey, I'm going to have to, like, keep him? Or does she, like, when she's coming over there to pick him up, she has a conversation?
When she comes over to pick him up.
Yeah.
Or, no, you know what I would is give him, like, a last couple days to be like, hey, heads up, when I come get the dog, I'm going to keep it.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
So then he can, you know... kind of, he probably does need time to process that too.
Yeah.
Is there anything to, like, being like, hey, I'm gonna give you a couple of weeks. My friend will drop the dog off and pick the dog up for me, so I don't have to see you. To, like,
I think if you could find somebody to do that,
yeah.
I don't know, but a part of me thinks too, like, you just need your dog. You should just have your dog.
You're just saying before she gets, like.
I know, but she probably really wants her dog.
Yeah,
just get your dog.
Yeah, I know.
The constant dog, the all the time.
You want the all the time dog.
Yeah.
She does need it. But we're living in, I don't know, you know. Easier said than done, I guess, when you've been with someone for 4 years.
Just, like, ask him to be understanding of, like, where you are at honestly and emotionally right now. Because it sounds like you need it and he doesn't need it.
Yeah, I would just do that. Just be like I said, like, if you, you know, have any feelings left for me, you'll let me have this right now.
And I would definitely stop trying to find out what he's doing.
Ugh.
Please do not.
I think it's so hard. She's moving out of the condo. You can't when you're living in the same space.
Yeah.
No, just a full But once errand. You're gone, try to.
That's that. I don't know. I don't know what you do about the Facebook and stuff like that.
Oh, God.
Gotta block.
Try to block it.
Blocking is the only thing that ever gave me relief. Because when you go to their profile, it just says that it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
And you don't see pictures of them that are tagged. Like, it really was the only thing that I was like, oh, I feel better. Because I could still be on this thing and, you know, have my friends and post my stupid shit. Yeah. But, like, there's no threat. And he never got through.
Yeah. And also, I want to say, like, don't feel guilty or weak because, like, you need this time to process an open wound that you have. Like, I don't want you to feel, like, bad or weird or guilty about this. Yeah,
you're not prepared. This is not, you know, something you should be ashamed of.
Yeah, no, not at all. I mean, I know, like, you know, girls, we get a lot of shit for being emotional and having emotions, and it's like, well, more people would feel better if they did.
Allow yourself.
Yeah, allow yourself to have this and kind of, like, grieve a relationship and know that it will get better.
Yeah, but move out.
Move out.
She's already out, I bet.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Move out, get the dog.
Take the puppy
as soon as possible.
And whenever you feel really bad, just ask yourself the question, what can I do right now that's nice for myself?
Oh,
and just,
oh, I like
just
that.
Anything. You know, that's like what I do when I feel like really like shit. What could I do nice for myself?
I love
right now?
Doing nice things for myself.
And just it could be anything, like something little, like you don't have to do full mani pedi, like, Froyo. You know, blowout. You could.
You could definitely get a jerk off.
Yeah. But you could read a book. Like, what could I do for myself that's nice?
Have an orgasm.
Yeah. If you want any suggestions for ways that you can hedonistically treat yourself.
You're talking
email
to Raquel.
Me.
Listen to the last 3 years of this podcast.
Any little thing. You'll just, you'll get through it.
Buy a lady to lady shirt. That's sure. my good.
Hey, there you go.
My plug.
Shameless.
Our merch store, by the way, is at ladytoladycomedy.com.
Ladytoladycomedy.com.
But good luck. I'm sorry.
Yeah, good
but...
luck. We love you. And, you know, we're here. You can do it.
Yeah. You got this. Just power through.
Yeah.
Be nice to yourself. Be kind to yourself.
Yes.
Be kind.
Mm-hmm.
Heather, thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you guys for having me. I had a blast.
What's your Twitter handle? Where can we find you on the internet?
My Twitter is Bimbo Summit. Nice. B-I-M-B-O. Yes. Do you guys know where that comes from?
No.
There was in around probably 2004, the New York Post took a picture of Britney Spears, Paris Hilton, and Lindsay Lohan together in a limo.
I, of course,
and the headline was Bimbo Summit.
That is incredible.
That's awesome.
That was the giant letters beneath that picture, and that's my favorite thing in the world.
That's amazing.
It's great.
I was shocked it wasn't taken, because more people should know about that.
I can't believe I don't know about that. I mean, I know the picture, I just didn't know the headline.
That's yeah, they're awesome. All fucked up. They're
Bimbo
all like
Summit. I pull Google images of that particular night.
That meeting. Very, it's legendary.
I'm looking it up.
It's like if the Illuminati met, but they did it in public and on coke.
They were on so much coke.
It's the best night.
And I also heard a rumor from someone on the inside. I have no idea who this is now. I can't remember, but they said that they were all fingering each other when that picture was taken.
They probably were.
So it must have been the cab driver that I know somehow.
Fucking awesome. Well, you've left us with quite a gem, Heather.
Take that with you.
Bimbo Summit on Twitter. Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you,
you're
guys.
Awesome.
Thank you. Thank you.
And thank you, guys. And yeah, that's it. That's
we'll
the
see
show.
You next week.
Bye. Bye-bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at ladytoladycomedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcast, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review on iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.